From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Almost 30 Georgia County Farm Bureaus joined a nationwide effort to celebrate former First Lady Rosalynn Carter's 95th birthday on August 18th by planting pollinator gardens intended to increase habitat for monarch butterflies. The Georgia Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committee planted a garden at the Foxfire Museum in June. The Rosalynn Carter Butterfly Trail set out to register 95 new gardens, but far exceeded that goal with 240 new public and private gardens registered. USDA's Ag Marketing Service announced an additional $21.9 billion for grant projects through the Meat and Poultry Inspection Readiness Grant Program. The total of $54.6 million in funding will help strengthen and develop new market opportunities for meat and poultry processors throughout the U.S. Facility improvements funded through the program will help processors obtain a federal grant of inspection or qualify for a state's cooperative interstate shipment program. Western ag groups are calling on the Biden administration to quickly implement the Inflation Reduction Act's $4 billion in spending allocated to the ongoing drought in the West. The groups want the administration to quickly release a notice of funding availability and quickly deploy that funding to address the most urgent needs. The letter is signed by the Arizona, California, Colorado, and Oregon Farm Bureaus, the Agribusiness and Water Council of Arizona, and Family Farm Alliance and Western Growers. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.